Hi, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Continuing our conversation of If by Rudyard Kipling, we're up to If All Men Count With You, But None Too Much. Now, of course, Kipling is talking about men representing men and women. Back when he wrote this, that was a very common way of referring to humanity, is to just say, notice the word man is in human. Point is, if all people count with you, but none too much. Now, why is that important? Well, it seems self-evident or obvious that if all people should count with you, because to diminish other people, you have to diminish them in your own mind, which diminishes your own soul and your own spirit. So you don't want to diminish other people. You don't want to write other people off as them or others or anything like that, because that diminishes your own mind. All people are important. Why? Because we're important. And when we diminish anyone else, we diminish ourselves, because we're all part of the human race. So we do not want to do that. We don't want to diminish other people, because it diminishes ourselves. If all people count with you, but none too much. Now, why is that important? If none, but none too much. I'm just finishing a book right now called Seduction, which is about Howard Hughes and his being a movie mogul. Pretty crazy guy. The interesting thing about it, though, is that if all men count with you, but none too much, Howard Hughes had this thing that he did, that he loved to do. He would rent bungalows for starlets, or women he thought might someday become starlets. And then he would put them in these bungalows, and that is where they would live. He would give them acting lessons. He would give them singing lessons, ostensibly to one day have them be in the movies. Even though in many cases he had no intention of ever putting these women in the movies, he loved the idea. Hughes's fantasy was to have beautiful women waiting for him at any time. The point I'm trying to make was he dictated how these women dressed, how they spent their time, and what they ate. Even though they lived in these bungalows at this expensive hotel and could have room service, Hughes told room service what could and could not be served to each woman. To these women, Hughes counted way too much. This is an extreme example of something I see people do in their lives all the time. Well, I would do that, but my mom wouldn't like it. Well, I would be this way, but my friends wouldn't like it. That is allowing other people to count too much. We should take into account the feelings of other people, because other people count. They count. But we should not put their feelings, especially when it comes to ourselves, above ourselves. That we never want to do. So if all men count with you, but none too much, ask yourself, are there people that you really just think don't count, or that you've labeled and pushed away? Or are there people that you consider their opinion so highly that you don't even think for yourself? Not good. Consider both of those today and enjoy today, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.